Here at the Dairy Solutions Symposium, I'm speaking with Johann Gasteiner. You are from Austria, and tell me what you do.
I'm working as a scientist at a federal research institute in Austria.
So what brings you here to this symposium? What was the thing that attracted you to come?
I'm mainly interested, and I'm working on the field of nutritional disorders, especially in metabolic disorders, just like rumen acidosis. That's the reason why I'm here.
Well, I've heard at least some disagreement on how on this issue. How important do you think this topic is to dairy production?
I think it's one of the main topics. Rumen acidosis is almost everywhere where we have high-yielding animals, and almost everywhere we do have high-yielding animals.
So with the sort of pressure to grow more production and be more efficient, this probably becomes more important too.
Of course, it will become more important too, and all the people are looking for solutions of this problem. So maybe today we will hear some new things.
We've heard a lot of questions. Have you heard some solutions?
Not at all. Not really at all. Maybe Professor Martin said we should take more into account the dry matter intake of the cows and not anymore increasing the milk yield of the cows.
So at this point, do you feel like you've got some good information to take back home?
Yes, I got really some good information. It was great for me to see all these people working in this field and to meet them.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me here at the Dairy Solutions Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.